The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Sunday night, it's 9:03. You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am Peace One, and you are listening to Can't Stop the Music. We are going to reach into the grab bag and have all kinds of assorted things this evening. One thing that we've been thinking about is that this week marks the anniversary of the devastation of Hurricane Katrina, but we'll have some stuff to play on that topic later. But right now, I know that some DJs like Paul with Paul's Boutique and a variety of other DJs have been dwelling on the heat and summer. So we're going to play Here's to the Girls of Summer by Rod McEwen. Stay tuned for 2 hours of bubbly, cheesy goodness.
Here's to the girls of the summer. Here's to the girls of the summer. Here's to them all, now that the thaw has taken them all away. Here's to the summer. Songs of the season. The music is gone and the tune lingers on. Now that they've gone away, love stays at best for a moment. Love stays at best.
listening. La 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 la.
I'm Paul James, the Gardener Guy. Here's a tip for a better lawn this summer. Many people overwater and over-fertilize their lawn. Overwatering wastes a valuable resource, and nutrients from lawn fertilizer are our single biggest water quality runoff problem, feeding the vegetation that clogs our drainage creeks and ditches. So, save some money and still have a great lawn with less fertilizer and water. We'll all be better off for it. This message brought to you by the American Public Gardens Association and Rainbird Corporation.
Bow down now 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 bow now 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 bow now 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 bow now 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 bow 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 now 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 bow
now 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 bow
now 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 bow
now 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 bow now 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 bow now now.
Perfect match, and that's a fact. You like ribs and I want cheese souffle. You like beer and I want Chardonnay. But we know how to chase those blues away. We can fight, blow a fuse. There's no one else that I would choose, 'cause I'm too damn happy to sing the blues. Too hot when I'm about to freeze. Up all night when I want to catch some Z's. But your sweet love can bring me to my knees. I know you hate the way I backseat drive. I know you get upset, count to five. But oh my lord, I make you feel alive. Fight, blow a fuse, but honey, you're my favorite muse, 'cause I'm too damn happy to sing the blues. Thank you. kind of gimmick with pro quo. That's when the good times really start to flow. You know me outside in and inside out. And even though I make you jump and shout, you still love me, that's what it's all about. We can fight, blow a fuse, but we must have paid our dues. Cause I'm too damn happy.
Say what?
Too damn happy.
Say what?
Too damn happy to sing the blues.
Madame Pamita's theme song, sung by Madame Pamita.
Grab your hat, it's time to go to Madame Pamita's show. Come to where the high-toned people meet. Now, slide right in and take a seat. You're in for fortune-telling treat. Please repeat your backside off the street. Now, feel the good vibrations that she sends. Another round of drinks for all her friends. Guess who's buying? It's slow and got a show in. Tell your pals that you'll be going to the place the good folks congregate. Then, see the accent swept the nation. Euphonious, prognostication, entangle any with the turn of fate. When you see Pamita, that's no one sweeter. One sip will fix ya. Of her elixir, it's good, not wicked. It's just the ticket. You're at Madame Pamita's show.
Just hold on, I'm a-coming. Hold on, I'm a-coming. Hold on, I'm a-coming. Hold on, I'm a-coming. Reach out for me for satisfaction. Call my name for quick reaction. I'm always going to be your lover. If you call, I'll be your cover. But just hold on, I'm a coming. Oh, hold on, I'm coming. My word, I'm coming. My nerve, I'm coming. Oh, glorious.
Well, we had a little bit of everything there. That is the unmistakable innuendos of Teddy and Daryl. Hold on, I'm coming. Before that, from the Knoebels, Wurlitzer 165, Let a Smile Be Your Umbrella. Madame Pomita from her Madame Pomita's Waxworks. And that is a fairly new recording, and it was all done on Edison's wax cylinders. And it is a pretty amazing project. And I'm going to have some more to play and say about wax cylinders at a later show. It is physical recording in this day of zeros and ones. Eva Moon with Too Damn Happy and the Poets with Vowels of Love. It is 9:18. You are listening to WRIR. This is Can't Stop the Music. I am Peace One. I will be here till 11 o'clock. Shout out to DJ Carlito for another excellent edition, if music could talk. And we're going to try to do our best for you this evening. Getting that playlist posted up on our website, WRIR.org. And you can give me a call in the studio if you have something nice to say at 04-649-9737. We're going to continue with Patricia Barber and Let It Rain from Modern Cool.
Lord, let it rain. I can't stand the lie of a blue sky one more day. Can't you make that pitter-patter? Sweet teardrop splatter against my windowpane. Come on, bring down the sky. Let those clouds and me have a good cry. Take away the glare of the empty shape of the day. Can't you make that a liquid fly? Bubbles rise, heat wave die, and a water slip and slide me away. Your sun makes me feel like a fool. God, your weather just don't match my mood. Let it rain. Thank you. Let the thunder crack. Let the lightning snap the tension of a long, dry afternoon. Wash away the time. Cover me in shadow, then forgive me for lying in bed, listening to the rain fall on my room. Let it rain. I can't stand the sound of the silent sun on my face. Can't you make those downtown hopping, grocery shopping, perky, plotting, cheerful folks go away? Come on, bring on the flood. Let my soul have its day in the mud. Let it rain. Come on, bring down the sky. Let those clouds in me have a good cry.
With malice. a picture with a pen. But a song will only scratch the skin. And there are still places I haven't been, because I know what's in there, it's already in there. Oh yeah, there's a storm on the way. There's a storm on the way.
From St. Elsewhere, Storm Coming. Started out with Patricia Barber, Let It Rain, and in the middle, Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross with Malice Toward None. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan. It is Sunday, August 23rd, and 9:31. WRIR thanks founding underwriter Exile this month, celebrating its 23rd anniversary, serving Richmond's creative community as an independent, locally owned business. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, hair color, accessories, housewares, both old and new. Exile is located at 935 West Grace Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. And we do love and thank our underwriters. So August 23rd, you know, the thing about the end of summer is it... It's like everything that's ever happened at the end of summer always kind of layers on top of each other. And you know that you're eating as many tomatoes as you can, and they're going to stop coming any minute. And the same with the melons. And the peaches have come and gone. And kids are firing up going back to school, and people are cramming in their last summer vacations. Well, also now the end of summer is always marked with the memory of Hurricane Katrina. August 23rd, 2005 was when the storm went over the Bahamas. 6 days later, it hit New Orleans. And while we have packed up the former administration that bollocksed the preservation of a great city and protection of our citizens, we don't want to just forget the acts of our past presidents and administrations. So this set is... just keeping time and making sure everybody's staying on memory and in my own Can't Stop the Music way.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job. Mm-hmm. The FEMA director's working 24.
Thank you. unaware of the situation at the convention center till yesterday? When yesterday did you become aware?
I think it was yesterday morning when we first found out about it. We were just as surprised as everybody else. We didn't know that the city had used that as a staging area. That shows how difficult communications are.
FEMA's been on the ground for 4 days, going into the fifth day. Why no massive airdrop of food and water? In Banda Aceh, in Indonesia, they got a food drop 2 days after the tsunami struck.
We're feeding those people in the convention center. We have fed over 150,000 people as of last night. That is happening.
But I guess the point is, as of last night, sir, forgive me, I have to stop you here.
What we're hearing is that we're hearing people's frustration. There are people that are beginning to manifest themselves out of the community that we didn't know that were there.
Why are you discovering this now? It's 5 days that FEMA's been on the ground. The head of police says it's been 5 days that FEMA's been there. The mayor, the former mayor, putting out SOSs on Tuesday morning, crying on national television, saying, please send in some troops. So the idea that, yes, I understand that you're feeding people and trying to get in there now, but it's Friday.
There's going to be plenty of opportunities to help later on. But right now, the immediate concern is to save lives and get food and medicine to people so we can stabilize the situation. Again, I want to thank you all for... And Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job. And Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job. And Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
I'll never forget turning on television and seeing the interviews when George Bush was saying, good job, Brownie. And then they flipped to the screen with George Bush flying over, looking out of the airplane at the devastation below.
America is waiting for a message of some sort or another.
Katrina exposed serious problems in our response capability at all levels of government. And to the extent that the federal government didn't fully do its job right, I take responsibility.
Welcome back. We now continue our coverage of our top news story this morning, President Bush's tour of America to survey the damage caused by his disastrous presidency.
Right, Tracy, here's what we know so far. The presidency started and hit America at around 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time back on January 20th, 2001. Now, so far, that presidency has caused some $9 trillion worth of debt. It's left thousands of people dead. And still, even this morning, it continues to rage on. We have some footage to show you here of some of the survivors.
Well, I didn't think it was going to be this bad.
Arkansas's never seen nothing like this. This ain't the country. This is state. It's just mind-boggling.
He needs to see how bad it is down here.
You know, it's so sad. You can actually hear the fear in their voices.
Yeah.
The sheer destructive force of Bush caught people completely off guard in a lot of cases.
Well, joining us now live is Brian Scott. He's been following the president on his tour of the disaster area. Brian?
Tracy, President Bush has been showing real leadership out here. Yesterday, he started the day with a flyover tour of Kansas. Of course, that's one of the 50 states in the direct path of this presidency.
Yeah.
And then he stopped in Denver to deliver a very moving speech that offered as much encouragement as he could to the approximately 300 million people whose lives have been completely torn apart by him.
You really have to admire the strength he's showing in the face of all the adversity he's created.
Bush later met privately with a group of victims and personally assured them his administration would not abandon them as they seek to rebuild their lives in the wake of his administration.
Unbelievable.
We have a clip from that speech,
yeah.
So we should give a look and a listen to it right now.
I'll be seeing people whose lives were turned upside down. I'll do my very best to comfort them. I ask our nation, for those who are prayerful, to give a prayer for the victims.
And the president said he has been praying every night that he doesn't do any more damage than he's already wrought on the country.
Have there been any actual relief efforts started for the Bush victims?
From what we understand, some U.S. citizens were able to evacuate safely to Canada and take refuge there before the worst of this presidency hit.
Very good.
There's also been a huge outpouring of sympathy from overseas for those millions of Americans who were not able to get out of Bush's path of time.
It's just so upsetting.
Now, you see here in this footage people hoarding food, boarding up their houses.
Yeah.
They've said some of them they're not going to come out until the entire presidency has passed.
Now tell us, what is the president's emotional response been to all this?
Well, Tracy, he cares deeply, no doubt. You can see just by the look on his face, he did truly love America, and to see that he all but destroyed it, I think it's just very hard on him.
Yeah, I have to say, this might be one of his finest moments as president.
You know, I think history may bear you out on that, Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
a mutant species made of sperm and hair. The only reptile that crawls from your sewer, whom you could wind up furnishing underwear. He knows how to massage your ego and ingratiate himself in that sort of way. Some people put up with a slime weasel. He's nothing special. You're always better than he. But I have vowed that I shall be newly fumigated and become both slime and weasel free. Both slime and weasel free. A mutant species made of sperm and hair. The only reptile that crawls from your sewer, whom you could wind up furnishing underwear. He knows how to massage your ego and ingratiate himself in that sort of way. Some people put up with a slime weasel. He's nothing special. You're always better than he. Oh, but I have vowed that I shall be newly fumigated and become both slime and weasel free. Both slime and weasel free. Both slime.
From Abita Springs, Louisiana, Bobby Lounge, Slime Weasel from I Remember the Night Your Trailer Burned Down. Fabulous stride piano there. And that is one excellent record. Before that, The Onion with Bush Tours, Devastation of America. George Bush Apologizing. David Byrne and Brian Eno from My Life in the Bush of Ghosts. An excerpt from When the Levees Break. And that was CNN interviewing FEMA Director Brownie. And from Yatka, When the Levee Breaks. It's 9:53. You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, Richmond, Virginia, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am V-Swan. I'm reaching deep into my grab bag tonight, kind of musing on all kinds of things that have crossed my brain pan this week. Got another hour and 6 minutes before turning you over to Mixtape, and all the treasures that roll out across Sunday night, but I got other stuff for you. So coming up next is Rodney Graham from Love Bug, Bed Bug and Love Buzz, and he's a conceptual artist who just had a major retrospective in New York, but made this pretty amusing CD, so Put It in a Letter.
Thank you. This is Daniel Johnston, and you are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM. Thank you a lot. Bye-bye.
Shed a tear. I tried and tried time and time again. Think I'm gonna win. But I know from the first that things ain't right and I'm losing again. Takes a fool to turn tracks. Start all over again. Oh, I think I better let it go. Looks like another love TKO. I think I better let it go. Looks like another love TKO. Tried and tried to take control of my life. They took control of me. Tried to lose all thought. All sense of time, try to change my mind. Took the bumps and the bruises and all of the things of a two-time loser. Tried to hold on to all of the things that is gone. It's just another sad song. Oh, I think I better let it go. Looks like another love.
Yeah. head disguised. The look of love is saying so much more than words could ever say. Yeah. A look my heart has heard, my mind takes my breath away. How long I've waited just to love you. Now that I have found you, the look of love, oh, it's on your face. Ooh, mama, that look, that time can't erase. Be mine tonight, and let this be the start of so many moving nights like this. Yeah, let's take a lover's vow and feel this thing with a kiss. Well, I can hardly wait to hold you. Feel my arms around you. How long I have waited just to love you. Now that I have found you.
Don't go.
Feel your arms around me. Isaac Hayes with The Look of Love. Lamb Chop from their live record Love TKO, covering Teddy Pendergrass there. The Hot 8 band, brass band from New Orleans, remixed by Lack of Afro with the cut It's Real, Snake Farm with St. James and St. James. I think it's that record's called For My Funeral. It's 10:15. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am Peace One. I bring you the bubbly, cheesy goodness of popular culture, sticking that ear up to the keyhole of culture and seeing what's being tumbling out. Well, one of my acquaintances, Wes, in North Carolina, showed me this hilarious revising of Sesame Street's Count, who likes to count. And, the nastiness or the implications are always in the ear of the beholder. So I'm just going to lay this out for you. And just remember, this is a Sesame Street character. Nothing has been added. Only things have been removed.
You know that I am called the Count, because I really love to f***. Sometimes I sit and f*** all day, but sometimes I get carried away. I f*** slowly, 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 getting faster. Once I start in f***ing, it's very hard to stop. Hey, faster, faster, it is so exciting. I could f*** forever, f*** until I drop. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, I love f***.
nothing will ever be a mantra. One, two, three, four. Hey, yeah, 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 hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. One, two, three, four. One, two. That's the song of the count. I f*** the spiders on the wall. I f*** the cobwebs in the hall. I f*** the candles on the shelf. When I'm alone, I f*** myself. I f*** slowly, slowly, slowly getting faster. Once I start f***ing, it's very hard to stop. Faster, faster, it is so exciting. I could f*** forever, f*** until I drop. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, I love f***ing whatever the amount. One, two, three, four, hey, yeah, 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 hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. One, two, three, four, one, two, that's his song. Oh, the count.
Hi. Who are you?
Who am I? Don't you watch TV, Grandpa?
I'm 45, okay? My kids are 8 and 10.
Well, I'm the second twisted star of a weekly animated series for adults.
And why are you in my living room?
Good question, buddy. Why am I in your living room?
If you don't want your kids to watch it, block it. It's easy to be the boss of what your kids watch by blocking the television programming you might like but don't want them to see. To learn how, go to thetvboss.org. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and thetvboss.org.
The Paparazzi of Plato. Tabloidus, Socrates, Moped, and Clueless are gathered on the Stoa. Tabloidus. Socrates, I wanted to show you my new Nikon FM2 with its 600mm lens. Thank you, it looks fine for taking pictures of ducks flying off in the distance. Moped. That is a very fine purpose in combination with a speed bike and infrared night scope. Clueless. What else do you photograph beside nature studies? Tabloidus. I love to photograph children. Socrates. That is a good and noble profession. There is nothing more beautiful to photograph than a mother breastfeeding her baby, especially if it's Madonna. Clueless. You photographed Madonna breastfeeding her baby? Oh, yes. Socrates. What was she like in person? Well, I actually didn't meet her. Was she so full of herself that she wouldn't speak to you? Oh, no. Because of the lens, I had to be 300 yards away and shoot through her bedroom window. Clueless. It seems odd to me that Madonna would agree to have herself photographed this way. Her agreement was tacit. But it seems to me you have invaded her privacy. Socrates. What is privacy, Clueless? Privacy is the state of being secluded from the view of others. Are you private when you are alone in a crowded market? Certainly not. Are you private when you're alone in a car? More so, Socrates. Are you private when you're in a car with tinted windows? That is starting to be private. Are you private when you're in your home? Certainly. Is it not true that if you tint your windows or stay home, that in some way you are protecting your privacy? Moped. It cannot be otherwise. Clueless. But Madonna was in her home. Socrates. Yes, but her windows were not tinted with UV-40 reflectocoat, nor was she alone. Moped. She was with her baby. Socrates. Therefore, she was not protecting her privacy, and how can one invade what is not protected? Clueless. I am confused. Socrates. Can something be tinted and not be tinted at the same time? It would be impossible. Can something be private and public at the same time? They are mutually exclusive. And is it not true that privacy and UV-40 reflectocoat are one and the same? He has proved it! Socrates. Tabloidus, where were you when you took the picture? I was hiding on the rooftop. Further, I was wearing black clothing and a hood. So you were merely protecting your privacy while Madonna invaded your camera lens. I cannot argue otherwise, Socrates. Clueless. But is it not wrong to spy on a woman breastfeeding her baby? Moped. When you become a singing star, it is wrong to want your breastfeeding to be private. But why? Because of the public's right to know. Socrates. Is it not true, Clueless, when the public is shopping in a supermarket, very often at the checkout point, it has an overwhelming desire to see Alec Baldwin's newborn or Frank Gifford having sex? I cannot deny it. This desire, known in a democracy as the checkout point of freedom, is important because without it, Frank's children would never have known about his transgression. Your argument is flawless, but why was there never a similar desire to see, say, Jimmy Stewart having sex? Because Jimmy Stewart didn't have that special something. Tabloidus. Alas, Clueless, the public's taste in those days was not so sophisticated. So I am living in a wonderful age. Moped. There could not be one finer. Socrates. Let us now try and get a snapshot of Plato and Aristotle cavorting on a nude beach. It might pay for lunch.
Talk about Hawaii, yeah, I didn't know it was so grand. I picked me out a hula, hula girl before my boat could land.
You was hard at work, wasn't you,
Miss? Everybody does it in Hawaii.
Oh, no.
She's got it here, she's got it there, her lips are red and her feet are I don't care,
no.
'Cause everybody does it in Hawaii. She's got two pretty legs with dimpled knees, two brown arms, and they know how to squeeze.
Oh, boy.
A perfect form, I'm hard to please, but everybody does it in Hawaii.
That's right, Tony. Pulling out, huh?
I'm gonna take my hula, hula girl and bring her home with me.
Not a bad idea at all.
Everybody does it in Hawaii.
Oh, what about Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas?
She's got it
there. For hours.
Yeah. She's got it there. Her lips are red, her little feet are bare. She's shy on clothes, but I don't care. Everybody does it in Hawaii. She's got two pretty legs,
oh,
dimpled knees, two brown arms, and they know how to squeeze.
Lord,
a perfect form, I'm hard to please,
sure it must be.
But everybody does it in Hawaii.
All down her back. Hi ho, daddy o. She broke the needle and she can't sew. Walking the dog.
Caminando el perro.
Just a walking the dog.
Caminando, ooh. Caminando.
If you don't know how to do it, I'll show you how to walk the dog.
Caminando.
Ask my mother for 15 cents.
Caminando,
if you don't know how to do it, I'll show you.
muchachas lindas todas in a row.
Walking the dog.
Caminando.
Just a walking the dog.
In the summer of 1967, the U.S. Supreme Court heard the case of Loving versus Virginia, perhaps the greatest name for a court case ever.
We can love who we love. Love is free. We can live like we live. Be and let be. We can finally trade ideas with whoever we may choose.
Richard and Mildred Loving came from Caroline County, Virginia, where their interracial marriage ran afoul of a state law called the Racial Integrity Act of 1924. Act was spelled with three K's for some reason. But in the summer of 1967, the Supreme Court overturned their conviction, assuring us that never again would the government decide who can and cannot be joined in matrimonial bliss.
Black or white, brown or yellow,
red or green,
red or green.
Walk in style,
walk in style
down the aisle.
Know
what I mean.
You didn't mean green.
Yes, I did.
Nobody's business who a person marries.
It's the summer of loving.
Loving the Virginia. And people are people. It ain't what's outside that matters.
It's what's in ya.
November of 2008, the voters of California and the Mormon Church outlawed same-sex marriage in that state. And soon that case, or a case like it, will reach the Supreme Court too. But you know, gay men could always get married. It's just their wives didn't think much of it.
We can love who we love till death do us part. Cause no state can legislate the human heart. Fear and prejudice are gone forever,
or till 2009, whichever comes first.
It's the summer of loving. Loving the Virginia. People are people. What's outside?
It's what's in ya.
It's what's in ya.
It's what's in ya. Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, friends of the revolution, let me tell you something. Oh, in the beginning there was pleasure, and it was good. And four bars and seven drinks ago, in order to form a more perfect Las Vegas, we the weird mushroom goblin army of insanity, with one nation under Dito, do solemnly pledge. Let me tell you, take the pledge. I pledge allegiance to Tom Jones. Drinking and gambling, to fornication, hallucination, to visit the holy city at least once a year. Oh, lead us not to Wayne Newton and deliver us from Michael Bolton.
Say it after me now.
Say I, pleasure bearer, do solemnly swear to go forth, skip work.
And make pleasure on a planet.
Yeah, I'm a pleasure bearer. Let the drink and begin.
A house, yes, sir. She's as big as a two-family house with a porch and a fence. You won't believe what you see when you look at her. She's enormous, colossal, tremendous, gigantic, immense. Why try to deny it? She's just what I like. If she goes on a diet, I'll go on strike. The bigger the figure, the better I like her, the better I like her, the better I feed her, the better I feed her, the bigger the figure, the better the figure, the more I can love her. She's exactly like a watermelon, big and round and sweet. In a party dress, she may be quite a mess, but I love her a lot, so what if she's not so neat? The bigger the figure, the better I like her, the better I like her, the better I feed her, the better I feed her, the bigger the figure, the bigger the figure, the more I can love her. If she ever eats me out of money and we need the rent, that'll be a cinch, cause when we're in a pinch, I can put her to work under a circus tent. The bigger the figure, the better I like her, the better I like her, the better I feed her, the better I feed her, the bigger the figure, the bigger the figure, the more I can love her. She may be quite a mess, but I love her a lot, so what if she's not so neat? The bigger the figure, the better I like her. The better I like her, the better I feed her. The better I feed her, the bigger the figure, the bigger the figure, the more I love her. The bigger the figure, the better I like her. Better I like her, the better I feed her. Better I feed her, the bigger the figure, the bigger the figure, the more I can love.
Well, that's a lot of information. Louis Primo with The Bigger the Figure. Mojo Nixon with The Pleasure Allegiance from Whereabouts Unknown. Roy Zimmerman with his recent projects emulating the Mamas and Papas there, including having John McCutcheon joining him with The Summer of Loving, Loving v. Virginia. Dan Zanes and Friends with Walking the Dog, Bob Wills, as Texas Playboys, Everybody Does It in Hawaii, Steve Martin with the Paparazzi of Plato, and we started out with the Censored Count. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan, and I am happy to be here. We're going to continue with Donna the Buffalo and Living in Babylon.
Did you hear about the WRIR t-shirt design contest?
Well, I know it's for the fall fundraiser, but what's this year's theme?
This year's theme is the harvest, reaping the benefits of a rich cultural soil that is WRIR.
So it's like the Fertile Crescent for your ears.
Yeah.
Cool. What do you get if you win?
Your reward? Not only a hefty goodie bag of gifts, but also the prestige of having your design exhibited by hundreds of WRIR supporters.
And the deadline for that is 11:59 p.m. on September 7th, right?
Yeah.
We should go to WRIR.org and find out more.
Yeah, we should. Let's go. All right, cool.
You can stay.
I've got طب وستني حنطلش على العود أحكو كتير طب وستيش لما نقول فنأش تعيش ونوش كنت بطل يعود ششنا ونوش ونحن
says don't.
Everybody says don't.
It isn't right.
Don't.
It isn't nice. Everybody says don't.
Everybody says don't.
Everybody says don't.
Walk on the grass.
Don't.
Disturb the peace.
Don't.
Skate on the ice.
Well, I say do. I say walk on the grass. It was meant to feel. I say sail. Tilt the windmill. And if you fail, you fail.
Everybody says don't.
Everybody says don't.
Everybody says don't.
Get out of line.
When
they say that, then maybe that's a sign.
Nine times out of ten, baby, you are doing just fine.
Make just a ripple. Come on, be brave.
Start small, climbing the tiniest wall. Maybe you're going to fall, but it's better than not starting at all.
Everybody says no.
Everybody says stop.
Everybody says must.
Then rock the boat.
Must.
Then touch a thing. Everybody says don't.
Everybody says wait.
Everybody says camp.
By City Hall.
Camp.
Upset the cart.
Camp.
Laugh at the king.
Well, I say try. I say laugh at the king, so it'll make you cry. Lose your poise. Fall if you have to, but baby, make a noise.
Everybody says don't.
Everybody says can't.
Everybody says wait.
Around for miracles, that's the way the world is made.
I insist on miracles. If you do them, miracles. Nothing to them, I say don't. Don't be afraid.
Are you inspired? Yeah, the Jays with Jamie. Everybody says don't from their singles collection. I know that's in your files. Before that, two New Zealand bands, The Clean, second with Psychedelic Ranger from their anthology, which is a fabulous compilation. And before that, a related band, The Bats. They were both on the Flying Nun label with a single file from a live record. The Aquanetto with Mindful Worry. And we started out with Dawn of the Buffalo, Living in Babylon. I am P. Swan. You have been listening to Can't Stop the Music. Mixtape, gentlemen are in the house queuing up fabulous and wonderful things. And I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite musicians who did jazz musicians, Benny Wallace. It's got let me get that cover. My arms just aren't long enough. Benny Wallace with the Blues Ensemble of Biloxi and the Wings of Song, featuring the amazing Ray Anderson on trombone and John Schofield with Wings of Song chorus and a sweep through the city. And remember the past and look to the future. Thanks.